time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
So he'd be 92 today. This is your Uncle Bubba's birthday. And your cousin Erica's birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday, Erica.
Happy birthday, Erica. Happy birthday, Bubba, even though it really didn't do a whole lot for Jeff. I think yesterday was Kim Feely's birthday.
Yep.
So, Neil, is this your birthday?
No, but Sunday would have been my mom's 97th birthday.
No kidding. Uh-huh. So,
and 2 weeks ago was my sister's birthday.
So, happy birthday to all those hangers-on.
And all the other people we didn't mention.
Yes. And I'm sure there's quite a few.
Is it your birthday? Heck no.
He's not. It's his birthday's in July.
Yeah.
So, and we have Chuck Rohr in studio. Reese Rogers. Hello, Reese.
Hello.
So, we are... Jeff, I tell you what, I want to welcome you back. I'm sure that you've witnessed over the past 250 days what a Trump administration can do.
Right. I mean, I didn't have gray hair back in November, and now I do.
You don't have any gray hair. You're 34 years old, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So cholesterol went up about 20 points, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back.
I don't think you can blame your eating habits on Mr. Trump.
Drinking and smoking.
Otherwise, Obama made me fat.
Yeah. The drinking and smoking part, he can't. But I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, come back here, and talk to Jeff about Trump and religion and politics and all things that he knows so little about. So we'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello everyone, this is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at ClinchernAndSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. The Mercer County Council on Aging is offering assistance for senior citizens and other Medicare recipients who are eligible for Part D prescription drug coverage. The open enrollment will continue through December 7th, and they will help you review your current plan and look at options for next year. Call them at 586-1644 now to make your appointment at their office in Salina. And for your convenience, they will also be at the Fort Recovery Library this Friday from 10:15 to 2:15 and next Tuesday from 2:30 to 6:30. Call the Mercer County Council on Aging now at 586-1644 to make your appointment for Medicare Part D assistance.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, nephew Jeff. So Jeff, you know, and I want to say it was last time that we talked, but You know, we talked at great length back in November.
Right.
And you thought back then that the world was going to go to hell in a handbag.
Yeah.
So we're 250 days into it.
Yep.
Okay.
I give us about another 10 days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, as you look at the, let's say he's been in office 250 days. Okay.
Right.
One of the things that I notice most about him is he tweets like crazy. He is a Twitter fiend. And it really, I really can't think of one instance where it's done him any good.
Yeah. No, I can't either.
So, why is he doing it?
He is mentally ill. He is textbook narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that's a kind of a mental illness thing, but that itself, there's a lot of people who are narcissistic,
sure,
that I wouldn't call mentally ill, in my opinion, because mentally ill means you're probably somebody that's going to go killing people. But
no, I don't think
but
so.
I think
no,
you're,
yeah,
probably,
yeah,
no, technically you're probably right, but most of us think
I don't think that he's going to go shoot up anyone. But the way that his tweets address, because I follow him on Twitter, they
why?
Are all about him.
So why? So
because it is the president of the United States. I want to know what the president of the United States is saying. If he's using Twitter as his platform, as he states, to get his message out,
yep,
to the people, because the mainstream media is so fake, then I want to know what his side is. And every time I read those tweets, all I see is him talking about himself.
Yeah.
Even during the shootings or the hurricanes, he's talking about, so proud of what I'm doing in my administration. Then it comes to the victims.
Yeah.
And how he even talks about people in there. It's all about him. I you know, he dedicated during when the hurricane came through Puerto Rico, he dedicated a golf trophy to them, or a soccer trophy, some kind of trophy.
Yeah, he had been, I think it was the President's Cup thing.
It's,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
It's just,
yes,
weird.
Yes.
So when you look at, you look at him doing this, I mean, he is not, and we all knew it back in November, he's not your typical politician. He either doesn't have a staff to filter him, or he doesn't use it when it comes to the, you know, Twitter stuff.
Right. Well, no one's staff, especially when you are the commander-in-chief, when you are the CEO, when you are the president of the United States, should have to filter your message. It's his decision. They made that clear that that is what he wants to do. So they support him in that task. Going back to the point about him not being that traditional politician, yeah, of course he isn't. But the way he uses Twitter is very political. He is a master at changing the subject. Today was a prime example. He changed the message three times. He knew this story yesterday when he accused President Obama and President Bush of never calling fallen soldiers families, which was completely untrue, and said that he's called every one of them. And then today the story is that he called them. He called one of the family and acted like he didn't know the name and gave no real condolences. And I honestly can't remember what the representative said, but it was then confirmed by the mother of the soldier who died. It's just like, what is going on there? Or then he promised another soldier dad that he would give him $25,000. Oh, and that was back in the summer. And now is the day that they decide to send the $25,000 check. So he gets himself into these holes that are just not necessary. All you have to do is be human. All you have to do is have a little compassion. And he can't do that at almost every step. Or, going back to the Twitter, he then changes the message. Talks about Hillary. Hillary lost 11 months ago. I'm not talking about Hillary anymore. But he likes to use that as a prop. That is a political prop.
Yeah.
Or, going back to the NFL, bringing up the NFL today. Nothing happened with the NFL today. Why did you decide to bring it up today? Because you're getting bad press about the fallen soldier stuff. That is a politician.
Yeah. So, you know, when you talk about the election being 11 months ago, you know, and you talk about the fake news stuff, okay? One of the things that I think about is the whole Russian and the way that they influenced our election.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that if like there was a lot of truth in that story, that like they'd have proved it by now?
Investigations take time. Watergate took 2 years. So it's been a short time.
But they didn't have the same technology back in 1974 that they got now. I mean, that was 40
years ago. But you still had the same kind of people denying. And here's the thing with any of that. And today, Attorney General Sessions was in front of Senate testifying. And Senator Franken asked him straight up, okay, when you first came on here, you said you never met with Russians when he first got confirmed. You've never met with any Russians. Then you changed your story and said you never met with Russians to talk about the campaign. Then you changed it again and said, I've never met with Russians to talk about interference in the election. 3 times you changed your story. And that's what the administration has, many people in that administration have done. So when we say that, oh, it should be faster, stories are changing. Stories aren't lining up exactly how they said. You know, Jared Kushner, the son-in-law extraordinaire, he said he never met with any Russians on his security clearance form. And then they said, are you sure about that? Because they knew that he had done it. And, oh, yeah, actually I met with a few, you know, we were talking about a deal. Or even the whole thing with Trump's son. Oh, we only wanted to talk about the Russian adoption law. And it was only with one person. And then we find out that there were 3 people in it. So the investigation needs to take time.
Yeah, but the
because
other two
there
didn't,
is
didn't
so
say
much, but we don't know that. We have no idea why the
they
lies
said
don't.
Anything yet. That
yeah. Just be honest. Just be honest.
But that's where that never happens in Washington.
Well, Trump's not a politician. He's a businessman. He doesn't do this.
Oh,
except everybody in his family and all the people around him.
Yeah.
Well, here was that your Twitter thing?
Yeah, but it's got to do with Thanksgiving.
Oh,
Pam can make it to Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
So just in case,
because it started dinging like crazy. I thought I know it. I was wondering.
If one of your
brothers was.
So, you know, in the 250 days, has he done anything that surprises you?
I mean, every day it's like whiplash going on the phone. it really is. It is just...
Now, not anything that appalls you, but anything that surprises you.
I did appreciate when the budget ceiling issue with the Republicans not being able to pass that, Trump was able to go to Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I think you all know her. Going to Nancy Pelosi and making a deal. And, you know, that is what he said he would do, is to make deals. He does that more.
He
you know
is
what?
Not a Republican.
He is. No, he isn't.
He is going to flow wherever he needs to flow to get the stuff done that he wants
if,
to get
if
done.
If he would be there you 8 years, he would have gone through Republican, Independent, Democrat, back to Republican, and back to Democrat.
Yeah.
If he gets 8 years in.
That doesn't provide stability that we need in this country. We need to know where you're going to stand, not just because of what you're going to change. I mean,
but if you look at the way that we're structured now, mm-hmm. and the fact that the Democrats and Republicans can never find a middle ground. They almost never. When you look at anything important, unless it's some sort of a national disaster where they're sending money here or there,
sure.
You know, to accomplish stuff, they never accomplish anything.
So here's the thing on that: the Republicans don't need the Democrats. They control every sector, every branch of the government. So when you're talking about the Democrats and the Republicans not getting along, no, the Republicans are not getting along with themselves.
No.
And that is the problem. If that party was united behind a president or issues. But even with Obamacare, they have the power to get rid of Obamacare,
but,
and they couldn't do it 3 times.
But they're afraid of Trump not letting you, of putting their stuff in Trump's basket, and then Trump getting himself in a shitload of trouble. And
like
then
what? What do you
mean? Like they're afraid that tying themselves to Trump's bandwagon is eventually going to hurt them, because Trump is that loose cannon. You know,
Trump got them where they are. Yeah,
the Republican had control of the of the Congress before Trump,
right? But the gains that they made, and that the point that I have to make to that is that Trump tapped into some anger, and I know that there's that anger because I hear it. That people were angry economically, socially, and he tapped into that anger. And that's what got the Republicans into power, because he ran on that anger. He played that anger off of all of us. And that, I would think, is probably the hardest part of ever watching what Trump does, is how he is able to really manipulate people's anger. And even people listening will be like, oh, man, he's talking bad about Trump. I am talking bad about Trump. I'm not talking bad about you. But Trump will make it all about us. And that is where he divides us.
So when you talk about Trump dividing us, didn't Obama start that?
Example. By giving health care to people who are poor?
With the race thing.
How?
By not supporting the cops when he had a chance to support the cops.
He played both sides, saying that no, one, you can't go around shooting cops. And at the same time, we have to look into it. Why are so many cops shooting unarmed black men?
But that's not true.
But that is true.
No, it's not.
Didn't you not see the video of the guy in Cincinnati who got pulled over for a broken taillight? And that cop shot him for nothing. How about the black guy in Minnesota who was driving? And he told the cop, I have a concealed weapon. And he still got shot.
But
something is going on.
But
and people got angry. People had a right to be angry about that, because it's like, what's going on? What is going on?
But there are more white people killed by cops than black people.
A higher proportion of black people are shot by cops. Black people make up 13% of this population. Whites are 50-60. So yes, more white people are going to shot because there are more of us. However, the proportion is higher. I don't know the exact proportion, but the proportions are just like that. There's more black men in prison or whatnot.
Well,
and this, one thing, because you know, we can always go back to the things with Obama, but what I found so weird, especially when we were going back to the NFL debate, and I don't know anything about football, by the way, and I was really pissed off about this because I had to now care about football. But that issue was basically done. Colin Kaepernick was no longer on any team. Okay, he was the one who kneeled. He's gone. And Trump went to Alabama because there was an election coming up. This is where the point where it's like, well, he's not a politician. And stands in front of a crowd and calls NFL players sons of bitches. And that started the entire thing over again. Now, that was done. This was a new season. Nobody was kneeling. Now what are you going to do? The president just called me an SOB. Would you not be offended by that?
He,
in Alabama, of all states, by the way.
He called the ones that were kneeling SOBs, not all players.
The issue was done. And he did it to stoke the crowd, to get people riled up. That's what I'm talking about. And NFL is an institution in this country. People love it. They gamble. Everybody goes home and watches it. I'm not watching any of it. But that's what people do. And now we don't have trust in that institution, just like how he has destroyed a lot of institutions in this country, or at least made us doubt institutions in our countries that we didn't have doubts for before. That's another thing that really upsets me about Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to come back and talk about the mainstream media,
okay,
and how unfair they have been to our president right after this.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library on Monday, October 16th through Saturday, October 21st during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargain anytime the week of October 16th through 21st at your library during the used book sale.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Bowling season has started and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back. Insight. Jeff Stogler. Jack Stogler. A couple ugly guys over there.
That's okay.
So we were talking about Trump and how he manipulates the media. Yet, it really seemed like the media in general is fairly left-wing and isn't very fair to him. True?
No. And the main reason for that is because, going back to even the example about Russia, he's not giving the full truth. There was an interview he did talking about the tax cuts, okay, and his tax plan. And he's repeated this line that America is the most taxed nation on earth. It is not. It has the highest corporate tax rate, but overall, individuals, we have one of the lowest tax rate in the developed world. So this reporter came up to him and he goes, you keep saying that America is the most taxed nation in the world, but that's not true. Why do you keep saying that? Do you actually mean when you're talking about the corporate taxes? And he goes, no, or something like this. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but basically, no. We are the most taxed nation. What I said, many people have told me is true. Do you ever notice that too when he does this?
Oh, yeah.
Many people have told me. Who are these people? Who are these many people that he keeps bringing up? Many people tell me I'm so great and super. But going back to that is that it's incorrect information. So the media has journalistic standards. They want to tell the truth. But when Trump constantly...
Oh, my God.
When Trump constantly... No. There is a difference between punditry and news. Like, if you got a newscaster, he wants to tell the truth. He wants to get it out. When you're talking about a reporter talking about a story, Associated Press, Reuters, they want to just tell you the truth of what's going on. These are the facts as much as possible. There's always bias.
So what do you watch?
I don't actually watch any TV news. It is because I just don't care for it.
Right.
I read instead. Associated Press, Reuters. I got like nine apps. The Twitter. You got to keep up on that.
You got
to keep up on that. But I think there was a point that I was going to make. But to that story is that again, and he says, and he just won't back down. It's like that Covfefe thing. He had a weird typo in Twitter, and the administration and him refused to admit that that was just a typo. Instead, they made up thing. The president actually knows what that meant, and people who know what that meant knew what that meant. Okay, well, can you explain that to us? Because we live in an open democracy where our president shouldn't be giving weird signals to people. No, we're not going to do it.
But is that making a mountain out of a molehill?
No, because you are the president of the United States. Why are you doing that? Why are you so thin-skinned that you can't just admit that you had a typo?
But the thing is, though, they never, in 8 years, challenged Obama.
As they did.
The way that Trump gets challenged.
I am sure.
I mean, everything that he does, you know, when like he says to a fallen soldier's mother,
because it's the lies.
It's straight up lies.
There's no need for the lies.
They took a sentence out of what he said, okay, and they turned it into this terrible negative that made him appear like a heartless, stupid idiot. Okay,
they were that's about right.
When you have a conversation, and they pick out a piece, and they make it look like that was the message that was sent, that is not fair.
I am sure that has been done, and probably more than it has been done to Obama. I will concede that point to a point. I would say that
Dan Smith, one for me.
I would say that the Trump administration, with how they react and treat the media in general, because here's the thing too, they definitely have their preference. Fox News. Fox News puts something out. Trump, it has been proven, Trump will tweet about it 10, 15 minutes later. Yep. He's watching. He's not watching the other networks. So when we talk about, I'm like, well, how does he know this? Because he can't be watching TV news all that day. But you know what? He is. I think he is constantly he is 72 years old. People of that age, all they do is watch the news.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Kathy, you are much younger than that.
Exactly.
But, you know, do you get what I'm saying there?
Okay, so
he's president. What are you doing watching all that TV?
I'm going to wreck some holes in your. I've been listening, okay? And I'm going to wreck some holes in your philosophies and your thinkings, okay?
Okay.
Number one is you said that he is a master of changing the subject. Like today, he come out and talked about the NFL. Well, there was a big, they had an NFL meeting today, the owner's meeting, and Roger Goodell had a press conference this afternoon and talked about the NFL is not going to make the players stand up for the national anthem. So that's why Trump tweeted about it today. When you said, nothing happened in the NFL, then he tweeted about it to change the subject off of this.
Okay.
So, here's what you should do.
Okay.
I challenge you.
Uh-huh.
And I will do the same. There's no way that MSNBC and CNN are 100% correct. And there's no way that Fox News is 100% correct. There is 6 of 1 and 1/2. Not the reporting is so disgusting to me.
It is. And, the whole media thing.
Fox News is an unlistable, but so is MSNBC, because nobody. There has to be. Nobody is this wrong.
TV news is a problem. And the people that that really created that problem were Fox News back in the day. They knew. Listen to this real quick. They said fair and balanced, and they were never fair and balanced. And they knew how to get sensational stories started. Bill O'Reilly was a master at it. People watched his show. It was good TV entertainment.
And you weren't learning anything. Message that they couldn't get anyplace else.
But you know what? But that message was usually incorrect.
Why don't you come home?
I was coming home. I'm starting a new job on Monday, and so I came home to see family. And
all right, brother.
Yeah.
Your mom looks tired.
Yeah. I didn't know that she really didn't want to come up here.
Well, this is a good banner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's get off of Trump for a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. You had the opportunity, and I think this is neater than hell, to somewhat participate at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty neat experience.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, that was an entire month.
And like, you had something to do with the security there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So for those of you that don't know Jeff is not a 6'4", bouncer type guy that is going to provide security to...
He'd kill you. No, huh? I'm 6'2". He would kill you.
Oh, is that... Okay, so you were involved in the overall planning of some sort of the security for that, right?
I was there to help the U.S. government provide security situational awareness when needed and necessary.
Okay. So when it comes to the show, you know, like the different parade or
right. whatever.
So, you know, tell us what, you know, that was like.
Brazil, just to start with, is an amazing country. I mean, you want to talk about diversity. You have white, black, Latin, kind of all that mix of tan, and everybody's just walking down the street, and it's fun. There's always some kind of music playing somewhere. The food is delicious. They love meat. I would actually suggest every foreign covering try to go to Brazil, because you're gonna have the best meat you'll ever get. It's yep. They are cooking it like chicken, beef, just left and right, no vegetables. And so got to go to actually the opening and closing ceremonies for both of those events. I was fortunate enough to work out my schedule where I was able to go to them. And that was just amazing. Security, as the regular American who thinks that things need to be on time, and I showed up 4 hours early, and I was one of the maybe five or six people that actually listened to that guidance. It was so I sat there for a while, but seeing the whole parade of all the nations and all the people coming in was just absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, to stand there, and you saw North Koreans. And people are cheering, and Brazil at the time was also going through a really rough time. They had been in a recession for 3 years. This Olympics was their time to show to the world that we are a developed country, we are strong and united. They had just impeached their president, I think maybe 3 months before. They hated the current president. So the people were really upset, sad. Yeah. Like they like, we may not trust our government right now and have some issues with everything, but they really did not trust their government. So this Olympics for the Brazilians, and they did the national anthem and everything, and people are kind of getting a little teary-eyed, just because it's like, we did it, we spent a lot of money, but we made it through, and it was amazing. Yeah.
So pretty city, pretty beach, you know. Yeah. like you heard, you know, nightmares about the beach and stuff. And
yeah.
The water.
Yeah, the water, water. Yeah, yeah, being contaminated, or even the crime. The crime was something that you had to watch out for, but they had Uber, Lyft. You get in that, you get home fairly safe. It was never... Yeah.
Fairly?
Well, you could never have your cell phone out.
Really?
You had to keep it in your pockets if you're outdoors. I mean, of course, you could message from your hand. But they said, do not take a photo. Like, if you would just regularly take a photo, because someone would just come up and steal it.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason for that is apparently they have laws there that are very lenient on child crime. So if you're 16 years old and you commit a theft, they go very lean. They go very lenient on you. Because there is still a lot of poverty. I think maybe 40% of the city is in poverty. So they steal quite frequently.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So that's the Olympics part of it. Then, well, actually, you got on the Jumbotron.
All right.
At the Olympics,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I get on the Jumbotron about every sporting event that I go to. It's something. I just have that look that people want me on there. People want to see me on the Jumbotron.
See.
Yeah. It's not because I change my seat about every 5 minutes chasing the camera guy.
No,
it's
not at all.
How
no.
It happens at all. I got to go to, I actually went to a ping pong tournament. It was the ladies' ping pong tournament. I didn't really care for any of the other sports. I mean, what was right. See people run around a track? I don't think so.
We have a lot of cross country.
Oh, do we? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. What? So went to the ping pong match, and it was, the first game was China and Japan. China won. The second game was another Chinese person, or then it was the finals, and it was China and North Korea. And so they were just going around, and there's maybe like 30 people there, and they got the camera, and of course I'm waving my hand.
Absolutely.
And also got my camera out to make sure I take a picture of me on that Jumbotron. Yeah, yeah.
That's yeah. cool.
There's an art to it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I have about a 70% success rate. Mm-hmm.
Is that
not.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I know. It, I mean, of course, there's 11 people at the Miami Marlins mm-hmm. game, so it's the same 11 people every game that gets on there.
And I once actually caught a T-shirt at that thing, and they got it on the Jumbotron.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. People were going wild, clapping their hands. They're like, Jeff, 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 because I know all the people because there's only 11 people.
Right. Fantastic. So, okay, so we touched on the Olympics. Let's talk about Buddhism.
Okay.
Okay. I hear that you're a practicing Buddhist.
I am, yeah, for two years now.
So, you know, everybody and... Okay, so what does a Buddhist church look like?
So we actually are a layman organization, meaning we don't have priests, we don't have temples. We actually meet in my house every Tuesday. I have about 10 people come to my house every Tuesday, and the intention is to maybe have a study and talk about some chapters each month of being part of this organization. I'm a part of an organization called Soka Gakkai International. It means Value Creation Society. The intent is it started in Japan probably 50 to 60 years ago, and it was really after World War II to really kind of give people hope. It follows the practice of Nichiren Buddhism. Nichiren took the last chapter of the Buddha. The last chapter from Buddhism is called the Lotus Sutra. And in that, the Buddha said that everybody on this earth doesn't need lifetimes. Because a lot of people, when they think about Buddhism, they think that you have to go through multiple lifetimes. You have to be reincarnated or whatnot. Nope. You can get enlightenment in this lifetime. Being that Buddha, having that Buddha nature. And that is what the organization does. It follows that. We chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo as a way to Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. It stands for devotion to the mystic law of cause and effect through sound. What that means is that everything on this earth is connected somehow. We as beings floating through space and being connected some way have the potential to put out good or bad energy, really. And we don't actually believe in kind of like the concept of good or bad evil. Because everything's gray in life. But if I'm sad and disappointing and an angry person, I can have that effect on you by talking to you. And then you might go out and be negative to another person. But if I'm nice to you, maybe if you're having a bad day, that could have a positive effect on you. So it's about really thinking about every moment in life and trying to adjust yourself to it.
Make it a good one.
It is a way of life. I do not consider it a religion.
I see. So the Buddha's the Buddhism thing is a Japanese thing?
This sect of Buddhism is a Japanese thing. Just like maybe if you'd say Catholic is an Italian thing, you know, because that's where this would start. It is worldwide. It's about like in 195 countries, and we've got about 14 million members. Yeah.
So isn't the Buddha thing the
fat statue?
Thing?
No, we don't do anything with a statue. Or what we have, and I actually have this in my house, is a medallion. Excuse me. It's a piece of paper, and we call it the Gahanzen. And the Gahanzen is a mirror that represents your life. And it is just purely symbolic. We don't worship it. It's nothing about trying to find some kind of external factor to help or change your life. You're looking within yourself and really trying to visualize you being that Buddha, you awakening that Buddha nature. So you get in front of it and you chant, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. And it is really active meditation. Meditation has done wonders for so many people who maybe are suffering through self-doubt, anxiety, depression, anything that really is kind of getting you down in life. Active meditation, I have really enjoyed because I can't do the silent stuff. My head just wanders. Yeah. I'm just too anxious. I'm too energetic. I got too much energy always going on. So active allows me to really focus. And we use the Gahanzen, that piece of paper, to really just focus on that.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to come back and touch a little bit more on Buddhism right after this break.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration, no downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco!
A family-owned company, Cooper Farms strives to put family first. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace.
Having small children, the flexibility is really nice to be able to come and go.
They're very flexible with your time. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, if you need to go pick your kids up,
Cooper Farms has allowed me to be the type of parent and family person that I think I need to be.
I am Rachel Heitkamp.
Treasure Brown.
Stephanie Sidoff.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. The Lady Indians were awarded a bye in the first round of the volleyball tournament, and their first match will be at home tonight at 6:30 against Marion Local. Tomorrow, the Indians football team will travel to New Bremen for an MAC game. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all of that action live with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting around 7:15. Volleyball tonight, hosting Marion Local. Tomorrow night, football at New Bremen with Jeff and Joe. Get to these important games if you can to cheer on our great Indians team. But if you just can't get to the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The Fort Recovery Legion Auxiliary is having their annual raffle again. There will only be 200 tickets sold, and they're only $20 each and can be purchased from any auxiliary officer at the Legion Canteen or by calling Dixie Timmerman at 419-852-6026. There will be three big winners each month starting in January, and they'll give away hundreds of dollars of prizes from local businesses throughout the year. There will be great prizes such as a $75 Fort Recovery Merchant gift certificate each month, along with gift certificates for many of our local merchants, including most of the local restaurants and many other great local businesses. Some of the prizes are geared toward women, so guys, if it's something you can't use, the prizes will make great gifts for your wife. And the tickets would also make great Christmas gifts for teachers, babysitters, gift exchanges, stocking stuffers, and those hard-to-buy-for people on your list. All proceeds will benefit veterans and community services. Get your Legion Auxiliary tickets now, and you could be one of the dozens of winners drawn next year for the hundreds of dollars in prizes they'll be giving away.
The economy.
We're back.
So, and we were just talking about Buddhism. So, you know, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, okay, so as you're, you know, sitting there in your living room, you're watching the reruns of the Brady Bunch, and you're thinking, you know what? I'd really like to get a Buddhist group together. I think I'll post something on social media. How do you find the other 10 or 12 people in your group?
When I first joined the organization, and I didn't just invite people over, it was all through the organization, and we used to meet at somebody else's house. They were moving, and I had space, and I said, sure, why don't we just start having the meetings here? And I think I did that maybe about 7 months ago.
So how do you find out? I mean, so is this something that you found on this, you know, social media?
This is
come
we,
and find
we actually try to do it just through one-on-one communication. Telling people about the practice and inviting them to come to a meeting or come to the center and doing it that way. And a friend of mine was doing it, and I wasn't going to do it because I was like, well, I wanted to do it because I knew at the time I was missing something in Miami. I was a kind of person that when I drove to work and came to work, I was angry. Traffic was bad, blah, blah, blah. I just had a negative attitude. I hated my boss. My coworkers sucked. It was a draining experience. Yeah. And I saw myself, because this was, I think, maybe 31. I didn't see any advancement in my life. I didn't see myself really being able to do anything more. Like this was it. I bought the condo. I did everything that you're supposed to do when you're 30. Own a car, or at least, you know, have a car. Maybe live by yourself. Have a job. Have a retirement account. Great. Did all that. Yeah. And I didn't have anything else really. I was missing some kind of spirituality to really kind of force my life to advance. Because I would go out and I would just put on fake smile. Because, you know, people like people who like to smile. So you're supposed to fake it till you make it. But I couldn't fake it.
Yeah.
And even and so my friend was doing it, and he introduced me, and I said, I'm not going to go do it. I'm not going to go do this. And it was a Columbus Day, so it was, I guess it was now 2 years, maybe even three. And because who also does this practice is Tina Turner. If you ever seen the movie, What's Love Got to Do with It? Because there's a scene where she does Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. That's what got over Ike beating her up or whatnot. And it was Columbus Day, and I was watching TV, and What's Love Got to Do with It was on. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go reach out to that organization and see what it's all about. And 2 days later, I got into it, and I maybe became a member like a month later.
So you owe it to Tina Turner.
I owe it all to Tina Turner. The power of Tina.
Hey, isn't that cool? So, you know, we've talked about Trump, and I'd like to flip back to that because, one, you know, we kind of touched on a lot of the Trump negatives.
Right.
But, you know, and I saw some number, and I'm sure it's, you know, out there. But, you know, like, the economy is $5 trillion richer now than what it was when Trump took office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there is a positive vibe from an economy standpoint.
Sure.
You know, I think if there's anything that Trump will be able to get accomplished, I think it might be some sort of tax thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
It is pretty incredible that the stock market's gone up 4,000 points since his election. I would also look at it that after the Great Recession, we didn't go through another downturn. It wasn't the greatest recovery that this country ever had. And I think that businesses did. I think it was because there was a fresh start. Do I think if Hillary had been president, would the stock market have gone up? There wouldn't have been like some kind of downward trend. I think it would have gone higher, or not as high as it is now, but still would have been on that trend upward. I think with a Republican, especially a businessman such as Donald Trump, in power, that it did give businesses more incentive because they did see that, okay, we can get things done, like maybe a tax plan and whatnot.
Yeah. Bobby?
How can, in the history of the United States government, how can Hillary Clinton still be the talk of the news after she's lost 9 months ago?
11.
Whatever it's been, and still be so current and people care about her?
I don't want to hear her name again. Like, I am completely done with Hillary Clinton. I supported Bernie Sanders.
I know you did. But how does that tell you that there's a liberal bias?
I do and I don't. One, she came out with a book, and people honestly wanted to know what was going on. I mean, think about that. You were supposed to win the president of the United States election. Every poll had you winning.
What the hell happened?
And it didn't. Well, and that was the title of the book. What happened? We wanted to know. She had to go to that inauguration as first lady and be booed at. Think about that.
Yeah.
I want to know what your thoughts are on that. People wanted to know. I think it's the same intrigue that people have for Trump as they do for her. But for politics, I don't really get. However, Trump also does continue to bring her up quite frequently.
Yeah. Would you, you know, wouldn't you love to see a movie made with, you know, of that election night and the inside of, you know, Hillary's, whether she was in a house or in a hotel room, and then the inside, because I know they were both, they both had to be in total shock,
right? Yeah,
you know, and to sit there and to watch that,
yeah,
when, you know, Hillary was, I mean, she was all in. You know,
yeah.
When you talk about being vested, and when like I look at what those people do on a day to day basis for a year and a half, you know, and think that'd be exhausting. Do you put yourself through it, and then to think to do it at 70 or 72 years of age,
yeah,
you know, it's It is incredible. And,
yeah. And so I would say, Jack, you kind of made the point to maybe Bob, is you would watch a movie about that.
Yeah.
So that is why people still care about Hillary or Trump and they do these things. Because there's this interest in these people. They were part of our lives for way too long. And that is why we do still care. I think Hillary, because I also follow her on Twitter, does a fairly good job of not interacting with Trump the same way that he does with her, because he attacks her. She has with him, and Chelsea actually gets involved with it too. It's Twitter's the worst. Can we just get rid of that damn thing? It's just the worst. But there is still interest in her, and I hope that she never runs for politics again. I think what was the hardest part for me for the election and American Horror Story is starting to do a thing on this season for that. I couldn't watch it. I had no interest in watching that at all. What was hard for me on the election night was because I had this faith in statistics, the 538, which Nate Silver does and was so correct for the last three elections based on all the polls and all the data. Hillary was going to win. And I put my faith in data such as that. I know that there's a margin of error.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do polls 2 or 3 days before, and the Comey thing really messed things up. But I was 100% confident that Hillary Clinton was going to be our president the next day.
Oh, you know what? I think everybody.
I think Trump did. Yeah. 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 And it didn't happen. And that was what was hardest part for me was that shock to that system, that my faith in statistics and actually data analysis had been diminished.
Yeah. You called the show like I think the night after the
did
election.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was gone for about 3 days after that. I was heavily medicated.
So let's touch base on the hurricane.
Yeah.
You were in Miami. Hurricane, let's see, what, Irma?
Irma.
Yep.
Irma Jean.
Was heading right for it.
Right.
So, you know, what was it like? I mean, so was there a panic? Was there a, oh, crap, let's get out of Dodge type thing?
People who have been from the 305, 305 is what they call Miami, they didn't care. I was freaking out. I was in this group chat with friends. This was, I think the hurricane was supposed to hit Saturday. It was Wednesday. I said, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. We got to go to Atlanta. Everybody pack up. And people are like, you got a few days. And I'm like, if you don't leave now, you're going to get stuck in a shelter because we're at the southern end of Florida and we need to go north. Because if that thing was supposed to hit all of Florida,
yeah,
we need to get out of here. So, at the time, I wasn't working, so I was able to go to Atlanta. And really, I mean, I'll tell you, I was really stupid. I have this condo in Miami, and I thought I read on the internet that you were supposed to turn off your electrical power, your breaker, because if the waters come in, then it could destroy things.
Yeah.
And I was telling my friends this, and they're like, no, you don't need to do that because your fridge is going to get ruined and it will melt and it will be on the floor. And my building is on the water, but it's a condo building, so it's pretty well protected. I mean, it's downtown. It's going to get power back on if there would have lost any power. So I was the only person in my building who actually had any damage because I'm the one who took off the breaker and the building never lost power. So I had to throw out all that food. And there was water on the floor, and I got a little, ripples on it. But yeah. So I'm the only person that got damaged.
And, you are still living there with your new job and everything?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we're going to take one last break, and then we're going to come back and wrap things up with Nephew Jeff right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hi, this is Chuck, the meat manager at Wayne Street Market. We want to offer you the best quality and prices we can. Visit us today and see what fresh items we have available. From our package pick 5 meats at $24.99 to a fresh cut USDA choice steak, we are here for you. Let us know if we can cut or order anything special or bulk. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market as your local grocery store in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Storytime for the little ones is back. Starting in October, our library will once again be having a story time for babies through preschool age children. There are two sessions each week, Tuesday evenings at 6:15 and Friday mornings at 10:30. So whether you go to one or both sessions, take your young kids to story time at your library, Tuesday evenings at 6:15 or Friday mornings at 10:30.
Well, you know what? I hate running late.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Good buddy, you.
What?
You're on.
Oh, we're on. We're on.
What does that mean?
So, hey, we're back. Jack Sogler, Bobby,
Jeff.
Bob, I think you had another question.
I have a question for you.
All right, good, Bob.
As somebody who lives in Miami, Florida, you've traveled the world. You was in Iraq for how long?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan for how long?
I did it twice for 4 months each.
Twice for 4 months each. Miami. Been to Rio de Janeiro.
Kansas City. Don't forget that one.
And you love Kansas City.
I love Kansas City.
Yeah. When you think your old friends here in Fort Recovery and your family, how do you stay? Like, do you have, like, the Julie Fowlers and the people like that? You stay in touch with them?
I do with Julie Fowler. Yes. I still keep in touch with her regularly, probably once a month. I was at her wedding a year and a half ago. Shelby Seifering, I keep in touch with. There are people every so often. We actually had the high school reunion. It's more difficult for me to maybe reach back with high school. I mean, it's not because of lack of desire, I think, more than anything. It's just time. And it's also, as you get older, just trying to reconnect is harder.
Yeah.
You know, especially when people's lives are very different.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but there's Facebook and things. I mean, I follow a good number of people. And so I do feel connected that I know what's going on in their lives. And I think that they know what's going on in mine.
Well, and you can probably find that you can come back to the fort every 6 months or every year and reconnect fairly quickly, because
that is so true. And what is amazing too is that every time I've been to this town, I run into people and they always give me a hug, and it is always great to see people, whether it would be friends from high school, whether it would be their parents. You know, one thing that I find it hard though is, now that it's been 16 years since I lived in the city, I do kind of struggle a little bit remembering faces and names. And I mean, because that to me like sucks, because I lived here 18 years and I knew everybody in this town. Everybody.
Yep.
And now I look around, I don't know who these people are.
It is change, you know. I mean, you know, it used to be that I could look at the roster on the football team and I know every last name, you know. There's Hines and Mullenkamps and Follenkamps, it's just different. So well, Jeff, I tell you what, it is always interesting to have an opportunity to talk to young people that move away from you in Fort Recovery and they live a different life, and they are exposed to different thoughts and different beliefs. And, you know, to me, you'll never learn anything from people who think exactly like you do.
Right, yeah.
And it is always entertaining, one, to you know, watch you and Bill match up.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
he always loses, by the way.
Without a doubt.
But he's never lost.
But I tell you what, as a staunch, you know, like, to me, when I moved away, I moved to Salina for like 4 years, then moved right back, you know.
Right.
So to be able to chat about the things,
I think what's so important too is because I've had so many friends who actually, with their friends or family on Facebook, have stopped talking because their political views are so different. And, well, one, we kind of got used to it because I think we've been arguing for at least the last 12
Absolutely.
Years.
Yeah.
I always argued with my dad, and we did it in fun. And I wish more people had what we have.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
we have these debates. This was mild compared to Christmas.
Right.
You people on the air got lucky today. but it's true. A lot of people aren't talking to other people because they have a different view than them. And we still are, and I wish people would continue to do that.
Coming back at Christmas?
I'll be here for Christmas.
Fantastic. I tell you what,
Who's
Jeff?
Got Christmas this year?
Callie?
Yes.
Yes. She has the perfect house.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
You have the perfect Christmas house. You still got the dog?
Love that dog.
Dexter's great.
Dexter's a good dog.
Jeff, I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
It is great to see you again. We're proud of you. We love you. And can't wait until we touch base at Christmas time again.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you, brother.
So for
Jack Stogler,
Jeff, Bubba, stay tuned for Sports Talk with B and Bubba. Special guest, Mr. Don Digger Kemper. I don't know if he's special, but...
No, he's not real special.
No, isn't he? Okay.
Yeah. Special
so,
head.
Yeah. That's right.
Rob Hemmelgarn's coming over.
Rob's coming over. Uh-huh. So stay tuned for Sports Talk right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.